And let's go now to Berkeley, California, and the only museum in this country devoted to scents, as in smells. Somewhat ironic because much of Berkeley, from yoga studios to city council, is fragrance-free, no perfumes or even scented lotions allowed. Bianca Taylor from member station KQED went to this museum to sniff out the story.
The first thing I notice about the Aftel Archive of Curious Scents is that it doesn't actually smell.
I think, you know, people are worried that it will be very smelly, like a department store.
That's Mandy Aftel. She's a perfume maker who uses natural oils and is author of the best-selling book Essence and Alchemy. She founded this small museum in the garage behind her house in Berkeley. As she shows me around, she's practically vibrating with energy. Her black outfit is punctuated by her oversized purple glasses and cherry red hair.
A lot of people don't know the difference between natural and synthetic aromas, and I only work with naturals.
Aftel has made nearly all of the 300 scents in the museum herself. She says perfume is more than Chanel. Scented materials have been used in spiritual traditions, from Buddhism to Catholicism and Native American rituals.
Perfume has a very tangled history. There is kind of no civilization that didn't, you know, revere and want scented materials.
It turns out a lot of civilizations wanted one smell in particular, and Aftel has it at the museum. It's in a tiny bottle labeled Smell Me underneath a huge wooden carving of a whale.
It's ambery, but it's very kind of shimmery. It's got a kind of like a sparkly quality to the smell, if that makes any sense. And it's soft and deep, but also light. And
this kind of flowery language sounds like how someone would describe a fine wine or gourmet chocolate. The scent reminds me of a wet beach towel. It's ambergris, which is essentially sperm whale poop that's been used in perfumes for centuries. Not exactly my thing, but I do love smelling the cardamom and jasmine oils. Aftel says this museum is all about touching, looking, and smelling.
So it just brings you a lot closer to nature and how incredible nature is with smells.
And there is nature here. A taxidermied beaver sits in one corner next to a small replica of a musk deer. People made perfume from the oils of these animals. One of my favorite discoveries is a wooden chest of drawers filled with some of the raw materials that go into making perfume, like vetiver grass, juniper berries, cedarwood, and seashells. But the museum's main attraction is the perfume organ. It looks like a pipe organ, but it's not a musical instrument. It's kind of like a giant spice rack with three long rows holding hundreds of tiny glass bottles filled with colored oil.
And then you get a little packet with three scent strips that really...
Every visitor to the museum gets three strips of heavy paper to dip into these bottles. I test out a bottle of poplar buds, which look like egg yolk and smell like apricots and baby poop.
Oh my God. I kind of like everything I have to say.
Before she turned to the world of perfume, Aftel worked as a therapist. She thinks the connection between smell and memory is so strong that visitors can be transported to another place after smelling something at the perfume organ.
Because it takes them back right away. Like, people have a smell and they have a memory, and it just fuses together right then, kind of like music does for people.
The Archive of Curious Scents is only open Saturdays, and Aftel says people visit from all over the world. But talking with her, I get the feeling she would have been happy to create this museum, even if no one showed up. For Here and Now, I'm Bianca Taylor in Berkeley.